Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means we welcome back Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning, Tad.
Now, before we meet, this is always one of my favorite segments to do each year because it's a really cool thing that you do in conjunction with Shriners Children's Hospital, but a couple of news items and a couple of notes first.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, I just want to answer some questions that I know are floating around out there. As many people know, we've extended our hours of urgent care on Preemption Robe at Finger Lakes Health Commons, which is formerly Liberty Commons. We're thrilled to be open 9 to 9 now. We're seeing continued people using that. The volume's growing there, and we have not necessarily seen an equal drop-off in the ED. So just as what we've seen in the past, we know that there is a need out there. We know people appreciate the opportunity for urgent care. Given that, we also opened Life Care, the urgent care in Seneca Falls, also open 9 to 9 now. So really, there's really no reason to be worried about where do I go or what are the hours. Information is on both the PC website as well as wwflhealth.org, so people can check to see which is sort of the best location for them. And the reason I thought it's worth mentioning, not only do we have our increased hours, but also there is a new urgent care also opening in town. I do want to clarify that is not one that's affiliated with Finger Lakes Health. So I would encourage you, if you're looking to keep your record consistent with your Finger Lakes Health physicians, if you're looking to keep your record consistent with past times you've been seen at urgent care, using our services at both the Preemption Road location, of course, again, in Finger Lakes Health Commons or over at Life Care would be what we'd encourage. Also, I thought just a very important point to just differentiate that it's important for people to realize those urgent cares that are affiliated with Finger Lakes Health are indeed not-for-profit. So just like our hospital, one question, we don't talk about it a lot on the radio, but I always ask the question when I do orientation, when I go out to schools, who owns Finger Lakes Health? And I tell every audience, you do. So your friends, your neighbors, those of us standing in this room, we are the people who own Finger Lakes Health. So in essence, when there's any profits to be had, we reinvest that into plant, property, purchasing new equipment, having going forward to have community care delivered in this community going forward. So that's what it means to be not for profit. It means every single one of us owns it. I will just share that the new service that's coming in is indeed a for-profit operation run through Aspen Dental, which is a for-profit company that's had some success, obviously, with their dental services, and then has been doing some things now recently in urgent care. But we did just want to differentiate out for people to know when they're making choices, what those differences are.
I was surprised when we started talking about urgent care that one of the ideas was to divert traffic away from the emergency room. But like you said, it's really filled a niche because it isn't so much that it maybe has diverted some traffic away from emergency, but it's pointed out that need was always there, that there's that in-between place between something that can wait for an appointment next week with your primary physician to something that's emergency, I've got to go right now. So you filled that in-between niche, and people have seen the value in it and taken advantage of it.
And again, we know how important it is for people to utilize the emergency room appropriately. So one of the biggest drivers of cost in healthcare is inappropriate use of an emergency department. So the more we can get those sprains, strains, earaches, colds, coughs, things that might need, even things that might need an x-ray, obviously, if there's a question about fracture, et cetera, we have x-ray on site, we have lab draws on site. Everything can be done right at urgent care. That the other thing I, of course, would say, if you're a member of one of our practices, more often than not, if you're already a patient, you can also get call and get seen very often the same day. They can work you in, etc. So if not urgent care, we certainly have the opportunity to really work with people to get them in at a time that's convenient for them in our practices. And we encourage that as well, of course, because that is your medical home and we'd like to have people be seen there.
So about how many people are in training for the Cubby Chase?
I think we had about 40 at the Ready to Run training program. We, of course, are hoping in that sort of 800 range of runners or plus, 800 plus. So we still need volunteers. If you want to walk it, if you want to run it, if you want to run a water station, if you want to cheer people on across the finish line and put the medals on them, if you would like to help people register and give out their T-shirts, we've got a spot for you.
All right. I know Rotary, we did water last year. I haven't heard if we're doing that again this year or not, but I might be there.
We thank Rotary, and we hope you will be.
All right. So let's meet our guests.
Absolutely. So happy. This, too, is one of my favorite things that we do as Finger Lakes Health. This is a beautiful partnership between FLH Medical PC, which is, of course, our physician practice program, along with the Shriners. So it's the Damascus area Shriners, and we're thrilled to have Lance Ward, who is the most recent sort of past potentate of the Damascus Shriners Lodge. We're thrilled because Lance has this dual role. Mr. Ward serves as a board member at Finger Lakes Health, and he's also, of course, been involved with Shriners for many years. So he was able to bring the best of both worlds to us with offering an opportunity where we might serve pediatric children's needs through Shriners Hospital's screenings and services that are available to people at no charge. The other person I'm here with, of course, is Wendy Disbro, who's the administrator, vice president of our physician network. So she oversees all of these PC, all the urgent care, all these things we've just talked about. So she has a big plate, but she's up to it. And with that, both Wendy and Lance have been working, this is our second year, of making sure that people locally have a chance to get screened if there are things like orthopedic concerns, limb deformities, burns, things that children might be experiencing where either they need a certain type of specialty care, which of course Shriners Hospitals can provide, but also those who don't have the ability to pay. Without question, even if you have any kind of need, Shriners covers transportation for families to come, they cover lodging, they cover the ability for care straight up through 18 sort of to 21 years of old age if people need repeated surgeries, etc. So we're going to talk a little bit about the kinds of things people might want to come for. Honestly, even if people have questions, if they aren't sure, if they say, well, I have this cleft palate question, or I have this burn, or I've had this club foot question, or just a change in I'm seeing my child's gait is a little bit different than my other child's gait and walking, and they're young and we don't know, and they either haven't been seen or they've been seen by a provider, but they're not sure what the next step is. We really want to encourage them to come out to these screenings. So we have two taking place in the region. One is going to be right here in Geneva. The other is up in Webster. So we'll focus a little bit more heavily on the Geneva date, but we certainly would welcome people at either option.
All right, welcome back to you both. I know, Lance, you don't have 100% of your voice, so I'll keep the questions to a minimum, but I'm going to start with you. And just for people who don't know, explain to us who are the Shriners.
And the Shriners are Masons, basically, that become Shriners and support the hospitals. We have 22 hospitals. 19 of them are within the United States, one in Mexico and one in Canada. And we take care of children. We've taken care of over 1 million children in the past 90 years.
And where is the nearest Shriners Hospital to us?
Erie, Pennsylvania is an ambulatory center, and then we also have an orthopedic full-bed hospital in Springfield, Massachusetts.
And, of course, I think what some people know the Shriners for is the maroon or reddish-colored
red
fez with the yellow tassel.
And the little cars that we drive around.
That's now, what does the – I should know this. My grandfather was a Shriner. But what does the fez signify?
It just signifies that's our symbol of being a Shriner and represents what we do as far as taking care of children.
All right, Wendy, I just want to talk to you a little bit about, first off, your position with the physician network. Talk about some of the things you do in that job.
Really, thank you, Ted. My role is to help the offices in their abilities to see patients. So we look at not only how we're operating efficiently, getting patient appointments, but a very strong focus on quality metrics for patients and our disease prevention and health maintenance of patients. So we work collaboratively with all of the offices trying to streamline the things that we do, but also improve the health of our community.
I know one of the things that you've been able to do, and we've talked about it with many of our visits, is bring in services and practitioners that traditionally haven't been available in a community of this size. I mean, the old days, I mean, when I was a kid, you know, if you needed something serious, it always meant traveling somewhere, and that's largely not the case anymore.
That's correct. We have such a strong orthopedic presence here with multi-specialties in orthopedics, from sports medicine to spine to total joint replacements. We have great general surgeons available, dermatology, cardiology, so really a good complement of specialists, gastroenterologists that are available. So just a very nice complement to help take care of our patients and make sure that they get the care that they need. We know that patients don't necessarily like to travel. And if we can keep services here, that helps us to deliver those services in a more timely manner.
So how did this partnership with Shriners come about to do these screenings?
It's interesting. Actually, it came about with Mr. Ward's involvement in the board of Finger Lakes Health and sort of an outreach to me and to Dr. Acevedo to say, is that possible that we could have a Shriners screening clinic here in the Finger Lakes? And from my understanding from Mr. Ward, it hadn't been done in the Finger Lakes in decades.
That's right.
So we were able to bring it in last year and had what I consider great success.
Very successful.
Children that we did bring in have screened and found, you know, who needed to go to which facilities to be transferred to for further evaluation. So great cooperation.
So one or both of you, tell me what happens at this event, sort of what the kids go through and how somebody signs up to take part.
Okay, a clinician from Finger Lakes Health will evaluate the child and then we'll make an appointment at one of the facilities for the child and the family. Both will go and be evaluated at the hospital and treated appropriately.
I'm thinking we should pop in with the dates here, too, to let
people
know what we're talking about for sure. Is Saturday, July 22nd from 9 to 1 here in Geneva, and then August 5th up in Webster. So here in Geneva, it's at the FLH Medical PC Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery Office, which is also where urgent care is. It's our big hotspot we talked about today, right there at that Finger Lakes Health Commons. But I think it's very important for people to realize between 9 and 1, we'll see multiple patients. Families came in last year and really got right in and out. It isn't a big time commitment for families. You're not there from 9 to 1. You're there any time within that window that works for you and your family in terms of transportation, etc. We've also had the practitioner beyond just on these screening dates. If you can't come this day, but you think your child might benefit from this, you just need to go on the website or give us a call, because we will also make sure that Wendy, who's been the other Wendy, actually, Wendy Hill, who's been seeing our patients, has the protocols and can know. So whether this is a child with possible cerebral palsy or a cleft palate or dwarfism or other kinds of congenital birth defects, we saw in the past that maybe people who might not necessarily even be, they might be homeschooled, they might not necessarily be always having that physical with the school nurse. We know we have a Mennonite community here who might benefit from having access to this kind of screening. We know that we certainly have patients of all ages who may or may not already be under pediatric care. Of course, you can also call Lance's number he's offering here, 844-443-5871, and that way you could call.
Okay.
It's toll free. You could call if you say, I'd like to be seen, but the 22nd doesn't work for me. Otherwise, we absolutely would love to see you on the 22nd. And there are just so many things, foot disorders, as we said, club feet, other kinds of orthopedic concerns, metabolic bone disease, muscular dystrophy, countless things that maybe a child has either grappling with or maybe you even just have questions about.
Right.
Those are the times to get people in.
Well, you led into my next question a little bit, which is are these conditions that are largely, they go untreated because of cost issues? It doesn't sound like a lot of these are hidden things. Some of them are things that are known, but maybe the parents haven't done anything about it because they fear the cost. Is that right?
Some of it is definitely cost. Some of it is not having the appropriate specialist nearby for the families to find, to get the information. The great thing about the Shriners Hospitals is they are up to date with state-of-the-art treatments for these patients. So as some of these children might be living relatively well with their conditions, coming to get screened lets us get them even more treatment and things that maybe we don't know about here in the rural communities as much as the Shriners does, because they're just so involved in that state-of-the-art treatment that they're giving these kids is really offering them more mobility and more opportunity.
Lance, how do the Shriners raise money to offer these services, and what can the public do to support what the hospitals do?
Well, it's all through donations, and I'm sure that if you've been watching some of the new commercials that we have with Alex, who is one of our top advertising persons. He's in a wheelchair there. Oh, Alex has done a fabulous job for us, and that's how we raise money. It's all through donations, through the Shrine, and through the public, and that's we completely support ourselves that way.
All right. Laura, remind us that that date, time, and place one more time for the Geneva screening.
Absolutely. It's Saturday, July 22nd from 9 to 1 at FLH Medical PC, which is Interlakes Orthopedic Practice and also Urgent Care. And again, that's at Liberty Commons, which formerly Liberty Commons, Finger Lakes Health Commons.
Right.
So we'd welcome seeing folks. And again, if for some reason you can't be there that day, do not hesitate to call us, call the health system, call Lance, go on the website. We will make sure you're child gets seen. And again, remember, this is at no cost to the families. The screening is done. They get connected. So there's really literally no reason for people to not truly show up if they have any kind of question.
All right. It's a fantastic service. Thank you all for coming once again. Laura,
thank you
as always. We appreciate it. And good luck with the screening. It is 8:53 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.